Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Was this kind of been in the works for some time, or kind of what was the timeline on this?
I think, not for a long time, but it's definitely been a couple weeks that this has been in the works, but I was really letting my agent take care of everything, and I was really focused on, off-season training and rehab, so I've, kept the blinders on and let them deal with it, so really excited about it and glad that we could get something done going into this year.
Hey, Bruce, speaking of your injury, how is that scapula holding up, and how are you recovering from that?
Oh, it's going great. Had a complete, full, healthy recovery, and have had a couple great weeks of rehab, so it's looking good. I'll be completely ready and 100% come April 21st, and have a great offseason.
Obviously, you're going to be able to be a full participant in the off-season program, is that right?
Yes. I'm a full participant right now, so if we were to start today, I'd be ready to go.
Okay. And have you been in the area, or have you been back home in Georgia this off-season, or where you've been training?
I've been here. I've been at the facility training, and I did take a week and went home and saw the family, and I was right back here, back to work, so I've been here for the majority of the time.
Bruce, congratulations. What does it mean to you that this franchise, it really has locked up a lot of the young players for several years, and, a lot of you guys are going to be together for the next few years?
It's exciting. I know the group of guys that we have here and the organization, everyone definitely wants to be a part of what's going on, so I'm really excited and humbled that they wanted me to be a part of that, and definitely looking forward to three more great years.
Miller, can you speak on Bruce? Can you speak on the kind of the relationship you have with Coach Harbaugh and what he has done for you as a player, and what you have learned from him over the course of the 3 years?
Yeah, I think the relationship is great. I know that I've had so much help, especially when I first came in, of transitioning to offense from him and Coach Rathman, and all of our entire offensive staff has definitely been a huge help to me, and Harbaugh especially, mentally, just confidence-wise, him having the confidence of putting me out on the field and letting me play that first year was big. So they've been a tremendous help to me.
Can you remember the first time it was ever kind of suggested to you that you might be playing fullback? Was it around this time of the year, 3 years ago?
I remember it was the day before the draft started was the first phone call that I actually received from Tom Rathman. And that was the first time that I heard that was a possibility. I remember at my pro day, I ran a few routes with the tight ends, but that was it. There wasn't much conversation about it. That was the first time I actually heard that was a possibility, was the day before the draft.
So Rathman called you the day before the draft started and said, we have our eye on you, but we're looking at you as a fullback?
Yes.
And what was your reaction to that phone call?
Well, at that point in time, I was really excited about just any opportunity to continue playing and move into the NFL. So, I didn't care if it was offense, defense, special teams, or any of that. So that was exciting to know that I was on their radar and that I had a possibility of moving out to California and being a Niner.
Bruce, is it strange to think about how far you've come since that day?
Yes, it's definitely been, a long journey and a lot of hard work, but it's been a blast. I couldn't have planned it out any better for me. I know 3 years as a part of this organization, I couldn't have asked for anything more, so excited for what's to come.
Bruce, how hard was it for you to watch the playoff run on the sideline?
That was tough. That was really tough, especially, just the timing of the injury, and felt like I was really hitting a stride and playing well. The team was, shifting gears and getting ready for playoff mode, and we had a lot of good things going, and you know, I was couldn't have been more happy for the guys on the team, but was definitely you know, struggling, standing on the sideline, watching the games and watching practice and moving through the playoffs. There was nothing more than I wanted to be a part of that. So that was tough, but it's been great motivation for me moving into the off season to get back better than ever and have a successful and healthy season this year.
Bruce, given the nature of your position, is it, I guess you could say about a lot of positions in the NFL perhaps, but is it nice to have a little more security and know you're going to have a home in San Francisco for the next 4 years?
That was definitely, you know, encouraging and a positive, was to be able to have or to get the extension and have some security and have a place to call home for 4 more years. So when the talks first started of doing an extension, you know, I was really excited about getting something done and getting that underway before we moved into the year.
Bruce, do you see your role evolving into this? I mean, we kind of talked about this last couple of years, but evolving into even more of a versatile one where, you know, in 2017 you might be catching a lot of passes, you might be running the ball more rather than lead blocking.
Well, for me, it's wanting to definitely just be a part and do whatever I can to help our offense be successful. And so far, it's ever been evolving and a little more on my plate. So hopefully this year we can continue that trend and just get better and better. That's my goal. No matter what the job description is, I want to be able to do that to the best of my ability and help this football team. So hopefully some more additions and a little more playing time for me.
When you scored your first touchdown your rookie year, November 6, 2011, against the Washington Redskins, what was going through your head as you crossed that goal line?
you know what? That was a great moment for me getting into the end zone. And if I remember that game correctly, we had kicked a few field goals and finally put one in the end zone. So I was just glad that, you know, put some points on the board and we came out with a win.
I think that may be it.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Bruce.